A reading from the letter of Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, for those who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. For you did not receive a spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you received a spirit of adoption, through whom we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if only we suffer with him, so that we may also be glorified with him. Today in the church, we celebrate Trinity Sunday. It's a feast that growing up, I always found somewhat intriguing because it seemed to make preachers stumble and grope around like no other Sunday of the year. Every year, the preacher would try to make sense of the Trinity for those of us in the congregation. Shamrocks and triangles were common themes, but inevitably, no matter how clear he seemed to want to make the matter, he appeared to tie himself into a pretzel, usually in the end concluding that the Trinity is a mystery, and we simply aren't meant to understand such things. I disagree, not with the statement that the Trinity is a mystery, that it clearly is, but with the idea that we aren't meant to understand such things. Indeed, we are meant to understand, and perhaps have simply made this more complicated than need be. At the heart of the Christian gospel is the proclamation that God is love. Not that God is like love, or that love is yet another attribute of God, but that God is love. And for all of us who have known love in our lives, we know that love is a mystery. Not because we don't know anything about love, but because we know lots. And the more we've loved, the more infinitely we found out there is to know. Love, by its very nature, we've discovered, is comprised of two contrasting dynamics. First, love makes us want to be with the person we love. We want to be one with them, one heart, one mind, in some cases even one body. We can't get close enough to the other. Certainly marriage witnesses to this in a unique way, but the desire to be one extends far beyond marriage. I think of that ancient Persian legend that says that the first parents loved their children so much that they ate them, and so God had to decrease parental love by 99% to keep the species going. Love drives us toward oneness. But at the same time, as in the case of the Persian parents, if we are totally one with the other, love cannot exist, for there's no longer an other to love. Love also demands difference, distinction. It demands otherness, lest it collapse in upon itself. And we've probably all known relationships which ended because one or the other party lost themselves in the other and ceased to have a self. On this side of heaven, we struggle greatly to find that perfect balance in our experience of love, that perfect balance of union and differentiation. We never seem to quite get it right. We give too much or we take too much. We come too close or we stand too far away. But in God, love is perfect. In God, there's perfect union and perfect differentiation at the very same time. And so we say God is Trinity, one and three at the same time. Another way of saying that God, in God's very being, is relationship. The second reading today reminds us that the relationship that is God is not far away, something to be observed and philosophized about from a distance. No, it swirls and whooshes through the earth and wraps us up into it. We are the adopted sons and daughters of God. We're meant to share in the Trinitarian life. We're meant to share in God's own life, a life of relationship. When I was growing up, I had the notion that to grow in holiness, I should do more holy things, which in my mind meant saying additional prayers, doing more spiritual reading, meditating, all very good things. But of late, I've begun to take more seriously the realization But if God is Trinity, holiness really is about growing in a capacity for relationship, growing in a capacity to grow close to others, to be one with others while at the same time not losing myself in that relationship of balancing unity and distinction. Growing in a capacity for relationship means learning how to be generous in time spent with others, how to, quote, waste time in conversation and just being, how to practice conflict well, how to forgive, how to listen undistractedly, how to speak honestly, how to be vulnerable and transparent. This year on Trinity Sunday, perhaps the best way of grasping the mystery that is Trinity is not to think about it or read about it more, but rather to love a little more intentionally today, to call a dear friend, a family member, and simply enjoy the gift of being in relationship with them, and to bask in the joy of being with that person and the whoosh of love that passes between you, and know that that whoosh is God, and that we are meant to understand such things.